I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're shifting from conversations with musicians to a conversation with a folklorist.
If I say I'm a folklorist, people say, where's your guitar? Like, I'm going to sing something, or I'm going to stand at a microphone and perform a story, or we have this sort of performance concept about what folklore is or what folklorists do.
That's Kelly Savino, a ceramics artist, teacher, writer, and folklorist. She actually has her graduate's degree in folklore studies.
I'm grateful for the patience of my parents. When I told them I wanted to get a master's degree in folklore, my friend who worked for Microsoft said, well, I can see why you'd need a graduate degree in a competitive field like folklore. So I took some ribbing for it, but really it was fascinating. It's kind of a cultural anthropology that includes our own traditions. So my focus in grad school, my thesis project, I spent a lot of time in farm towns, cowboy towns, and logging towns in the Pacific Northwest, and I focused on their celebrations, which would be like timber carnivals, rodeos, and tractor pulls, the kinds of things where people brought together their occupational skills, and there were whole towns that were only there because of logging or because of ranching or because of farming, and they all kind of had their own identities, and they would showcase those in their celebrations.
From logging towns, Kelly moved to capture swamp culture of North Carolina, talking to coon hunters, moonshiners, and herbalists. Then moving farther south to South Carolina to capture the gospel tradition, talking to mothers of churches, quilters, and mid-ladies. Basically wet nurses, always keeping her ears to the ground for a new story.
I think the responsibility of a folklorist is to be all questions. I found it was my job as a folklorist to find a way kind of into the community and then say, what is it to you? You know, what do you want the world to know about? What skills, who do you respect? Who are some of the elders who could do amazing things? And what did they do? And to let people decide for themselves and speak with their own voices.
However, getting those people to speak can be the first problem a folklorist faces.
And a lot of times I got some pushback, which it would correctly so. I mean, the people's attitudes were, okay, let me get this right. You're a college girl who's coming into this town, and you're going to walk around, ask questions for a couple of days, and then go write about who we all are. You know, who do you think you are? There was a certain arrogance in that. What I learned was that it's best, even though quilting was not my major focus, if I could meet some quilters, and then they introduce you around, and then they take you to church, and then people, and they say, she's writing a book, or she's writing something. So you can't just kind of barge into a community pretending to be an expert in anything. It's a good idea to find one person, and generally the older women in the community, if you can find somebody who will kind of be your mentor and your introducer, then you have a whole different kind of acceptance.
Using this tactic of letting yourself sit back and not be the expert, maybe not even using your voice, being quiet to the world around you, became one of Kelly's greatest life lessons.
It put me in a lot of really uncomfortable situations where I didn't really belong there, and I was minding people's business and that sort of thing. And in the end, the gift of that, the things that I learned from a 90-year-old midwife in an old African-American town in the Carolinas, that's a gift I could not have had if I hadn't been willing to put myself in a situation where I'm completely out of my element and I know nothing. And I'm likely to embarrass myself at every turn, and I need to be led by the hand like a child. And so I think stepping out of my comfort zone has carried over into everything. Stepping out of the place where I feel like I know the rules. And that counts for traveling, and that counts for being part of a larger community, and it counts for making artwork. If you only do the thing you're already good at, if you only try the things that you know you can succeed at, you really limit yourself.
Although Kelly mainly focuses on her artwork these days, folklore and capturing those stories will always hold a special place in her past.
It was wonderful at that stage in my life where I felt like, you know, I'm a graduate student, and I'm, you know, I had some sense of my own importance, to realize how little I really know in the wide world of all the experiences and skills that people have, that the best I could do was to sit down with people whose worlds were so different from mine and say, tell me about your world. Tell me about yourself and your skills and your life and your history. I was blessed by so many older people, women who were 100 years old telling me about their childhood and their memory and that everydayness of history. Everywhere I went, it was amazing to me to see that whole set of skills and knowledge and ability and artistry that has nothing to do with going to school. One of the hardest parts for me as a over-caffeinated Yankee was to slow down enough to really listen.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.